Ice cream so good. Take your Lopez. Slay, huh? Ice cream so good. Ice cream so good. Yes, 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 yes. Ooh, yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Take your Blake, take your Jace, gang gang. Take your George, take your I don't know. Take your Tay, take your I am. Ooh, ooh, yes, 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 gang gang. Yes, 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 gang gang. Yes, yes, yes.
What is happening to people? Anyway, test 1212, episode 30. You know, I gotta say, it feels good to be back in this dusty chair. It's been a few months since I've done the show from here, and I'll be honest, I feel a sense of positive rejuvenation. Yeah, you know, I hear a lot of people suggest that I showcase good news once in a while, and I'm thinking, today might just be the day. Yeah, why not? I guess we could do that. Let's start the show on a high note for once. Here you go. How about this one? Woman gored by bison at Yellowstone National Park. See, I have good things to report. Now, if you're new here, you might be saying to yourself, how is that good news? Well, if you haven't been following, I've been covering these people who like to vacation places where there's an abundance of wild animals. And these people seem to think that 2,000-pound land animals with horns on their heads want to take selfies with them for their Facebook and Instagram pages. Well, now the bison have sent the message. No more selfies. Snap a pic, we snap your neck. How's that? I mean, I get it. You got to realize that if we as a society weren't so weak on stupid people, these animals wouldn't have to take matters into their own hands. These people would be locked away in a mental facility where they couldn't bother them.
Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, Paul. Oh,
oh, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck.
See, we live in an era now where we let the chips fall where they may. And the downside to that is, if we fail to contain these people in institutions, they eventually breed. And our society starts to get overpopulated with stupid people. And when we start allowing stupid people the freedom competent people have, then they start booking trips to places, they go to national parks and just waddle into the fields and start poking animals and taking pictures with them. And then the animals have no choice but to impale them and throw them in the air. I mean, I got to believe they're doing this in hopes that it sends a message to the dummy community to not bother them anymore. I mean, this is our fault. We as a society should have these people contained so they can't go far. They shouldn't be able to reach national parks. They shouldn't even be allowed past the fence of their house. I don't know, man. I think we should really look into legalizing lobotomies again. I always say it. No, really. I mean, when did they ban those? What, 1967, I think? Somewhere around there. Just think about the leaps and bounds we've made in technological advancements within the medical industry from the 1960s to now. I guarantee you we could achieve a safe and precise lobotomy that doesn't at least render someone a vegetable. I know it's possible. I'd like to see some funding go towards mastering this technique to the point where it's a low-risk procedure, because then maybe we can improve the competency rate in this country and the world. I mean, we can't give up now. We have to keep striving for solutions here. Think about it. Look at this one right here, okay?
Hey, what's up, guys? We're in the store right now. Let's see if BC will roar right in the middle of the store.
We could have saved this person from becoming whatever we're looking at here. I mean, how many articles about selfie deaths are we going to read every week before we start saving these people? And I know natural selection's doing its thing. I mean, thank God for that. But it would be nice if there was a procedure that could be done so these people don't just throw away this beautiful life that they've been given just because they have a piece of their brain that needs to be removed. You know, I mean, maybe you got a dead spot up there. Book an appointment and pull it out, and you're back. Lots of people could benefit from this. Here's one of them.
They'll be like, how could you be single? You're so beautiful. And it's like, I'm single because I'm beautiful.
See, now, if this woman had a safe and effective lobotomy, that night that she spent in front of that mirror, shaving off her eyebrows, would never have happened. You realize that, right? Whatever part of the brain that causes her to do these type of things would be gone. And you wouldn't be looking at what you're looking at here. See, we could save these people. See, I care about these people. I'm so misunderstood. Anyway, before we get started here, let me thank my friends over at Raycon for supporting the show today. You got to get that summer soundtrack going. Summer is here. I've been spending a lot of time outside. It has been hot, man. I've been taking a break from my Natural Selection playlist. I've been listening to that new Queens of the Stone Age album in Times New Roman. I've been listening to this on my runs. I don't know if it's a good running music, but you got to listen to the lyrics to this album. It's very relevant to what's going on in the world today. Anyway, it sounds great on my Raycon wireless earbuds. These things are so consistent. They start at half the price of all the other premium audio brands. They sound just as good. 32-hour battery life, 8 hours of playtime. Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon right now. Joey B versus the World listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/joeybvs. That's buyraycon.com/joeybvs to save 15% on Raycons. Oh yeah, speaking of people who like to aggravate animals, remember this guy?
This guy is flipping over himself.
Yeah, he calls himself the real Tarzan. Yeah, he just did a video about this guy. Yeah, he's mad at me now because I goofed on him in a video. Apparently, he wrote a whole novel in response defending himself here. Guy actually said, shame on you. And that he prays for me. It's hilarious. One guy responded, he goes, the guy can handle a cobra, but he can't handle a joke. So true. You know, the guy supposedly rescues animals. But, you know, he's got to prop up his camera and aggravate him before he does that, though. That's part of the rescue mission.
Oh, guys, big mess of prop we just caught.
Here's a new one. He posts a video of himself in a pit with a bull here. Right? What is he? Is he rescuing the bull? No, he's just, what is he doing here? He doesn't want you in there. And he's got a crowd of people watching. I mean, what is this? Pushing the thing's head off with his foot. I mean, like, what does he want to be here? An animal activist or Johnny Knoxville?
It's okay.
Yeah, then you look at his rap sheet. And there's all kinds of stuff here about wildlife violations. Yeah, then there's these articles about how he rescued these iguanas and then allegedly sold them through the mail. He shipped them in the mail to people. I mean, like, I don't know how much of this is true. But all I'm saying is a guy likes to make a spectacle out of what he's doing. I mean, it's just, I didn't know that was part of the rescue process. That's all.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's your own leg.
I mean, if you're going to put yourself out there online like that, you're going to get criticized. And you know, sometimes what you post affects other people in your life too. Like this poor kid. OnlyFans star's son left suicidal after classmates taunt him with naked pics of his mom. That's nice. Parent of the year right there. I mean, I'm not going to go into this whole thing again. I talked about this with about Britney Spears, what she does, and all the moms like her who just have no problem with just showing the goods all over the internet, all over the world. I mean, like, you don't think that there's any consequence to that? People are out of control. Do you see this now? They got these AI-generated models now that guys whack off to now. Yeah, look at this. It would take you a few glances to realize that this is a digital model of a woman here. It's funny because I remember when they started doing this. There's one account, I think it might have been one of the first ones. It was like La Quinta or something. Hold on, let me look this up here. Oh yeah, here it is, Michaela. Look at this. I think this was like one of the first ones. But this one is kind of different because they try to make it out like this is like a, you know, just a carefree girl in her 20s just hanging out with friends. And it's hilarious how people will comment on here as if this is a real person. Like, look at this one. You're so pretty. I mean, could you imagine seeing a photo of a cartoon and going, I'm going to write the cartoon and tell it that it's pretty? There's something wrong with you. Look, this one writes queen. What? Queen of what? Queen of nothing? It doesn't exist. Then you'll see comments from the other AI-generated model pages saying things like, love you, sis. Oh my God, OMG. Love seeing a fellow AI become so successful. You go, girl. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, this is like a whole community of people putting effort into something that doesn't exist. Look how real this looks. I guarantee you there's people on here that don't even know that this is fake. And they're trying to contact it, probably. You know, there's got to be some guys out there that are trying to DM this and ask it out. Like, start a conversation with it. Oh my God. Look at this, uncensored versions of these posts available at link below. So now there's OnlyFans for just AI-generated women. I don't even have words for it. I gotta believe that aliens, you know, hover above this planet and look down at us and just go, what is going on down there? They gotta be fascinated. Look at this, they post an image of it with its tongue out. With the caption, tongue ring, yes or no? And then people respond to it as if this is an actual person that might actually get a tongue ring. Don't do it. Maybe, but I think a belly button piercing would be better. These are real comments from people. No. Why are you following this? Yes, and neck piece hits hard. Big yes on the tongue ring, Michaela. What about an album, girl? Oh, and it'll happen. There will be an AI-generated album put out by an AI-generated Instagram model. And not only will they put it out, but it will place on the Billboard charts. Mark my word. I say 5-6 years or less. That's my prediction. People will be sharing the music videos. They'll be blasting in their cars. It'll be playing at parties, at the clubs. Get used to it, my friends. The stupid train ain't stopping. But there is a way out if you've been following the news. Yeah, did you read this? You can fly to the edge of space for $450,000 per seat. Little pricier than the Titanic trip. Yeah, this one's from Virgin Galactic. Yeah, that'll work out good. What are we trying to get rid of people now? Trying to send people down to the Titanic with an Xbox controller? What are they going to control this with, a Sega Genesis controller?
Lift off. Tempo fire, aim high. Go Falcon, go Dragon.
Vehicle approaching downrange.
Yeah, sign me up. Why don't we give tickets away to people like this?
Chin. Lips. Cheekbones, nose, breath.
Yeah, we don't need him here. Here's a few other suggestions to leave up in space.
Hey, Jesse, do the growl.
Do the roar.
Can you do that lion growl?
Show them how it's done.
How is TikTok still around? This is what goes on this app all day. And the trends get dumber and dumber. Have you seen this one? TikTok's latest trend is letting glass bottles roll down steps and break. It's captivating. Somebody answer me up there, please. Why is this a thing? At this point, I feel like I could start a trend by dropping a fork on my kitchen floor. Will that sweep the nation next? All right, I'm using up too many brain cells here. Let me shout out my other sponsor here, Honey. Today's episode is sponsored by PayPal Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. Man, I don't know. I feel like everything's getting so expensive out there. You know, when I go out shopping, I feel like I should be cutting up coupons for these trips. I mean, I'm always trying to find what I can online. And when I do, I always have Honey activated. I save money all the time with Honey. I saved money on a pizza. I ordered pizza online and saved money with Honey. It's really easy. When you check out, you'll see the Honey button appears. And all you do is click Apply Coupons. If it finds one for you, it'll apply it and you'll save money. Very easy to use. This is the best thing to use for saving money. Get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/JoeyBVS. That's joinhoney.com/JoeyBVS. Link in the description. How did you see this? Lab-grown babies could be a reality as soon as 2028, scientists claims. Yeah, the hell with all those foster kids. You want to have a kid? They got labs for that now. What are we doing, man? What do they say, by 2028? I don't know. I feel like it's already happening. I mean, just look at these three. Hey, mama, don't worry. You raised a gangster. I'm a survivor. It hurt me not being able to... You're telling me that they didn't come from a test tube? These three should not be allowed indoors. They should be denied entry wherever they go. Like, if you have a business and you let these people in your store, they're just going to scare people. I mean, this is like a new breed of garbage pail kids. I mean, who's creating people like this? Who are the parents? I want to see what the parents look like. They have to have been given these kids drugs at a young age. You know who gives their kids drugs? Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah, did you read about this? Yeah, apparently the son was at the psychedelic science conference. And he's talking about how his mother introduced him to psychedelics. Could you imagine? Entertainment Tonight interviewed him. He said, I think it was my mom, actually, that was really the first one to make that step for the family. Yeah, that's good. And here's the end result. Yeah, if you want your son to turn into Orko from He-Man, send your kid off to school with a mushroom omelet for breakfast. Yeah, we're cooking. It was just her for a really, really long time, and then eventually it just trickled and evolved, and everybody found it in their own ways, he said, going on to explain that using psychedelics allowed him to feel a new level of love for his sister Willow and half-brother Trey. Yeah, that's good. Teach your kids to use drugs to deal with their emotions. Yeah, there you go. Your kid's in their 20s crying on social media. And then they wonder why the kids don't know what they are. All right, enough with these whack jobs. Let's get into something wholesome here. Let's bring back the artist showcase. If you guys want to send snail mail or drawings or whatever you want to send to the show, I read everything. It's my favorite part of what I do. Here's the address. You can address your letters to Joey B. Tunes or Joey B. Verse the World, 178 Columbus Ave, 237190, New York, New York, 10023. First off, we do have to unfortunately start off with some sad news. There was an artist who we showcased a few episodes ago who sent in this cool piece of me and the show. He was a local legend in New Hampshire. Thomas Tommaso Schina, he sadly passed away at age 43. This guy was a local legend. He went around town drawing people just for the sole reason to make these people smile. He didn't want any money from it. He would sit at the diner and draw people, draw the waitresses, draw anybody who wanted a picture of themselves. And I was blessed to have him draw a picture of me. R.I.P. Tommaso, this piece is going to live in the studio forever. So today I'd like to highlight a new artist. Now, if you've been watching the show for a while, if you remember the episode I did with Tony Hinchcliffe, you'd know that growing up, I was a big pro wrestling fan growing up as a kid.
Train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, be true to yourself, true to your country, be a real American. Whew.
Now, if you didn't grow up in the 80s or 90s watching pro wrestling, you're probably not going to know what the hell I'm talking about. And by the end of this segment, you're probably going to think I'm a big fucking dork. But what do I care? If you were a fan, then you'd appreciate this. My very first pro wrestling event that I ever went to when I was a little kid was the 1992 Royal Rumble. This is the one that Ric Flair won. This is back in the day when Hulk Hogan was in his prime and The Undertaker had just come out. I was at this damn thing. Now, this guy, Sam Evans here, who is a fan of the show, he sent me the coolest thing ever. Check this out. I don't even know if this is fitting on the screen here. This guy painted the exact scene from the event I was at as a little kid. I thought this was the coolest thing ever. And the craziest thing is that's the exact view of the ring that I had when I was a kid. I remember sitting up top on the balcony with my parents looking down. There was a guy named Sergeant Slaughter who was like a turncoat. You know, he turned into like an Iraqi general or something. You know, this was like during the Desert Storm War or something way back in the day.
I can see it now, poop face. President Saddam Hussein in the middle, General Adnan on the right, and I, Sergeant Slaughter, the new World Wrestling Federation champion.
And I remember there was these two guys behind us, you know, dressed as a sheik. You know, they're two American guys. And I remember they were so loud and that my mother started crying. I mean, she didn't probably even want to be there to begin with, but, you know, it's a stadium full of people going crazy. And I just remember she started crying. They were so loud. It's just that was like one of my only memories of the event. He also sent me a print of another painting that he did that was very, very personal to me. And I'll get to it in a second, but I got to bring up this photo that is relative to what he sent me. So when I was a little kid, this is me, by the way. Look at this big head here. This is me when I was a kid and my late cousin here. This is what we would do as a kid every week. And we'd sit on the floor playing with all our wrestling figures, watching the wrestling matches. I mean, we created our own little world here. You know, I started talking to Sam and telling him about how a lot of his artwork, you know, kind of brought me back to this time period. Not only does he then send me the painting that I just showed you, but he sent me this, which is basically the photo that I just showed you. Now, I never sent him this, so he had no idea, you know, that he basically had drawn me. I mean, it looks like it's like the same haircut and everything. I got to imagine it's probably him as a kid. I don't know, but I thought it was an uncanny resemblance. So I got to personally thank Sam for this because this brings back so many memories. If you're a fan of old school pro wrestling back in the day like I was, this guy paints specific moments from the WWF back in the day, like all the classic moments. And, you know, and going back here to this photo of my cousin and I, you know, unfortunately, our family lost him a few years ago. So this segment's going to go out to my cousin, Richie. He would have loved this. This painting encapsulates some of the purest moments that I've had in my childhood. And I was blessed to be able to share these moments with him. So this segment goes out to my cousin, Richie. If you want to check out Sam's artwork, you can find his stuff on samevansart.bigcartel.com. He's got a Patreon, patreon.com/sam_evans_art. He's on Instagram, And on that note, guys, I'm going to sign off. Remember, keep your screen time down. Call your mom once in a while. Tell her you love her. Check out the Patreon if you want more. Stay safe out there, guys, and stay tuned for more whack job videos, because as we know, the well is never going to run dry, unfortunately. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.